present Arthur Lowe, John LeMessurier, and Clive Dunn in Dad's Army. Episode 11, Under Fire, featuring John Lorre and Arnold Ridley, with this week's guests, Pearl Hackney, Jeffrey Lumsden, Avril Angos, and David Goodison. Here is the latest news, and this is John Snagg reading it. With the war at its height, hardly a night goes by without Hitler's Luftwaffe subjecting Britain to massive air attacks. High explosive and incendiary bombs in their thousands drop upon the civilian population below. All Home Guard units throughout the country are ordered to be particularly alert. At Walmington-on-Sea, one fine Saturday morning, outside the local platoon headquarters, Sergeant Wilson hears something that makes him stop dead in his tracks.
What on earth's that? Can't be enemy bombers. The all clear's gone. Must be the drains. Oh, wait a minute. I think I had them down last week. Good heavens. It can't be. Yes, it is, yes. Mr. Mannering. Mr. Mannering?
Yes, what is it, buddy? Oh, it's you, Wilson.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry to wake you, but the rest of the men will be here soon. It might not be very good for the morale to find their CO asleep.
Quite right, Wilson. No, it wouldn't do at all.
Oh, I must have just dozed off.
Oh, I see. It's good. I thought for a moment you might have slept here the night.
Oh, no.
It's just with those damn jetty aircraft passing overhead last night, we got no sleep at all.
Yes, you know, it was bad.
And, of course, Elizabeth, you know, she's a very nervous type.
Mm. Oh, really, sir?
Oh, yes. Soon as the siren goes, she's in the cupboard under the stairs. Wild horses wouldn't drag her out until they're all clear. Scared out of her wits.
Where were you, then?
Well, I don't like leaving her on her own, you know, so I have to go, too.
I see. Must be a bit cramped under there.
Oh, it is. Make matters worse, we have Elizabeth's mother staying with us.
Oh.
She was in there as well.
Well, that can't have been much fun.
No, it wasn't. She sat on my chair all night long with her gas mask open on her lap, clutching her pension book. Wasn't funny.
I'm sorry, sir. No, of course it wasn't, no.
Come in.
Morning, Mainwaring. Just taking a shortcut through your office to the hall.
Oh, good morning, Corporal Square.
Corporal Colonel Square. Remember, I'm retaining my old rank as well.
Oh, yes, of course. We weren't expecting you quite so soon.
No. Always early. Make a habit of it. Well, I'll go and prepare the morning's exercise. Still a long way to go with these men of yours.
You know, Wilson, I don't think I'll ever take to that man.
No, sir, no. Mind you, he's doing quite well with the guerrilla training.
Yeah. Bit old-fashioned, if you ask me.
Well, he seems full of ideas for harassing the enemy. I mean, quite good, some of them. The stop me and buy one idea, for instance.
Filling chalk ices with Harpic. Hardly appropriate for modern warfare, Wilson.
Well, perhaps you're right, sir.
By the way, you hear the news this morning? London took a bit of a pasting last night.
Oh, did they? Oh, dear, poor things.
Could be our turn next.
Yeah.
Apparently they're using an enormous number of incendiary bombs. GHQ wants all Home Guard units to put maximum strength on duty to help tackle them.
Well, I'm sure our chaps will do their very best, sir.
Good. Anyway, you might get the men to check on our sand and water supplies.
I've already done that, sir. Jones is checking on the sand.
What about the water?
Godfrey's looking after that, sir.
Good. How apt.
Right, men! Stand by! Prepare to mount!
What on earth's going on out there?
I have really no idea, sir.
Swing your right leg over!
Sounds like the cavalry. Better take a look.
Right, sir, yes.
Push down hard with the left leg! Charge!
Lord Wilson.
I should keep well back, Mr. Mannering, if I were you. My brakes are not so hot.
Come now, ride as fast as you can. Down to the end of the hall and back again. You watch this, Mainwaring.
Yes, but...
Come on, Jones, pedal faster.
I'm going as fast as I can.
Godfrey, why have you stopped?
I'm afraid I'm having a bit of trouble with my bell.
Never mind your bell, pedal.
Look out, I can't stop. Whoa!
Watch out, Wilson. Whoa. He's coming straight for us. Quick, open the office door. Jones, you all right?
Where am I?
You rode straight into my office.
Sorry, sir. I didn't get time to knock.
Lucky you didn't do yourself an injury, Jones.
I'd have done those Jerry's an injury, Mr. Wilson. They'd have had my coal steel right up them, sir. They wouldn't have liked it, you know, Mr. Manning.
No,
they wouldn't.
Quite.
They don't like it, you see.
Come on, I'll give you a hand up.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Oh, dear, that's nasty.
What's the matter? Have you broken something?
Yes, my pump.
That was no good at all, men! You're not on a Sunday school ride! You're supposed to be killing Nazis!
Come on, Wilson. I better stop these little games.
That's right, sir. It's a good idea.
Now, what's going on, Corporal Square?
Forming a mobile striking forcer. Swift and silent, saber-slashing, thrusting where the enemy least expects it, on bicycles. Right, men. Let's have another go. Pike, you stay here.
Just a minute, Corporal Square. That'll be enough of that for the moment. I want to address the men.
Excuse me, Mr. Mannering. I won't be able to do any more charging until I get me brakes fixed.
Yes, all right, Jones.
I shall need a new valve rubber.
All right, I understand.
I shall have to get me pump mended.
Jones, please. That's enough.
Yes, right, sir.
Fall the men in, Sergeant.
Aye, sir. All right, fall in three ranks, quick as you can.
Now, settle down. Squad!
Wrong!
Squad!
Wrong!
Yeah, Corporal Square. Is there something you want to say?
You're giving the wrong command, Mainwaring. We aren't a squad, we're a platoon.
And I'm sure what you say is correct, but these chaps here are fighting troops, not parade ground wallers. Results are what we're after, not a lot of bull. Squad!
Platoon!
Attain! Hut! Jones, that was a very sloppy movement.
It was a very sloppy command. You want to put some snap into it, man, like this. Platoon! Stand it! Eighth! Platoon! Attain! Tap! There you are, you see. When they hear a proper word of command, they jump to it.
Well, I'm sure, Captain Mannering, in fact, all of us are very grateful to you for your help, but we would now like to carry on with the parade, Corporal Square.
Corporal Colonel Square, if you don't mind, Sergeant Wilson.
Well, that's enough. Silence in the ranks.
I'd like to be called.
Now stop talking or I'll give you something to talk about.
Now look here!
I don't want to warn you again. Did you shave this morning?
What?
Look at your front! Next time, stand nearer the razor. Captain Mannering, platoon are ready for your inspection, sir.
Well done, Wilson.
First, I think, sir, just a little something I picked up in Catterick.
Now, pay attention, men. So far, Hitler has lacked the courage to come and scrap with us toe-to-toe. Instead, he's using a new cowardly weapon, aerial attack with the firebomb. Now, you all know how to deal with these, but we must check that our equipment is in tip-top condition. Fraser?
Aye, sir.
You've been responsible for the syrup pump. Is it in good working order?
Oh, it is, sir. I'll bring it round after parade.
Good. Yeah, just a minute. What do you mean, bring it round? Why isn't it here?
I've been using it for the dig for victory campaign in my garden.
In what way?
My apples had the blight.
Well, there's a lot of it about this year. My sister's had trouble with her plums.
That's a pity, isn't it? She could always make them into jam.
Well, I've never really been awfully keen on plum jam.
Yeah, look, just a minute. Can you talk about this sort of thing after the parade? Not now. Now, that stirrup pump is a vital piece of military equipment. It must not leave our headquarters. Is that understood?
Aye, sir.
I take it, Fraser, you didn't borrow the water as well.
Oh, no, sir.
Good.
Only the bucket.
Yeah. Wilson, make it your responsibility to see that these things are returned.
Right, sir.
And Jones, you check the long-handled shovel.
Yes, Mr. Mannering. Yeah, Mr. Godfrey. That makes things a bit difficult, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, rather.
Yeah.
Don't tell me. I suppose that's been borrowed as well.
Yes, sir. For the command post stove, sir.
I'm sure you don't need a 12-foot shovel for the command post stove.
Ah, you do if you pinch the coal from the railway sidings.
Sorry, Wilson. This sort of thing has got to stop.
I'll see they're brought back as soon as possible, sir.
Now, men, in view of the recent tendency by Jerry to use incendiary bombs, I want you all to be particularly vigilant when fire-watching.
Permission to speak, sir?
Yes, Joan.
I suggest we should keep our eyes skinned as well, sir.
Quite. Now, we've got a very good vantage point from the top of the church tower, so we don't have any excuses for not knowing what's going on. Wilson, who's on watch first tonight?
Privates Fraser and Godfrey, sir.
Right. Now, don't forget you two. Fire-watching is of the utmost importance.
Yes, sir.
The safety of the inhabitants of Warmington-on-Sea may be in your hands tonight.
Sir.
Warren Godfrey. There's a lot coming over tonight.
There must be hundreds.
Eamon, you're trembling like a leaf. Are you cold?
No, just frightened.
Well, can I say I blame you, son? These aircraft didn't sound very friendly.
Well, it's not them so much. It's being on the tower. We're so high up.
You don't like it?
Not really. I've always been safe. When I was in the Army and Navy stores, I could have had a marvellous job in accounts, but it was on the fifth floor, so I didn't take it.
Oh, well, a journey to the top is never easy. Say, isn't it about time Captain Manley come up here on his rounds?
Yes, I suppose it is. How much longer before we're relieved?
Just a tick. 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Aye.
Oh, dear. I think I need to be relieved right now.
Man, oh, man, you've been down there 3 times already. Look, why don't you just go over there with that gargoyle?
Oh. Wouldn't that be a sacrilege?
Because we're on a church tower, you mean?
Well, yes.
Ah, don't be silly, man. What would you do if a German parachute started coming down?
Well, I hope he'd be a gentleman and look the other way.
Oh, I mean, you would have to shoot him, wouldn't you?
No, I couldn't do that. War doesn't suit me, I'm afraid. It's not that I'm frightened or anything, it's just that I'm not very good at it.
I suppose it depends, just the way you're made, but... Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's that over there?
Where?
Look, straight ahead, just beyond the town hall. There's a light.
Oh, so there is. It's going on and
damn
off.
Damn it, man, I believe someone's signalling.
Where would do a beastly thing like that? What should we do?
I'll go down and tell Captain Manley straight away.
Fraser! Godfrey!
Oh, here the captain is now.
Mind how you go, Corporal Square. This roof's a bit tricky.
Captain Manley, sir.
Ah, Fraser. A bit noisy tonight, eh?
You're just in time, sir. There's a light going on and off in the town. I think someone's signalling.
Sure you're not mistaken, Fraser.
We both saw it.
We'd better phone the police straight away. Corporal Square, where's Sergeant Wilson?
He's on his way up here, Mainwaring. But why waste time phoning the police? You have the authority. You're on active service. Act!
I'll take the decisions here, if you don't mind. This is police business, not ours.
Isn't it? Suppose it's a Jedi paratrooper marking the target.
Well, I suppose you could be right. Fraser.
Sir.
Could you pinpoint where the light was coming from?
It looked like the corner of Mortimer Street.
There was a bomb dropped there last night.
So there was. Pretty well. When action is needed, I'm the first to take it. You know where it is, Fraser. You'd better lead the way.
Aye, sir.
Oh, is anyone there?
Ah, there you are, Wilson.
Yes, eh? Very long way up those steps, isn't it?
Don't worry about that now. We're going down again.
Oh, no. We have to.
Don't argue, Wilson. Get Walker and Pike to take over up here with Corporal Jones in charge. Corporal Square, you take command downstairs. Rest of you, come with me.
Aye, sir.
Captain Manring.
Yes, Godfrey, what is it?
Could you give me a moment or two before we go?
Certainly not. Every second is vital. On these occasions, one has to act quickly in order to avert a disaster.
I know, sir. That's why I asked.
What's going on, sir? Where are we going?
There's someone signalling to the enemy, Wilson. In Mortimer Street.
Ah.
Come on, there's no time for losing. Now, you're sure this is the right house, Fraser?
Aye, sir, this is it.
There's a nameplate here, but I can't see what it says. It's too dark.
Would you like to use my flashlight, sir?
Oh, thank you, Bob.
It's rather a nice one, actually. It has 3 colours. Green, red, white. Slide this little thing on the side.
All right, yes, never mind now. I think white will suffice on this occasion.
Do you think that's wise, sir? After all, it's after lighting up time.
I'm well aware of that, Wilson. If it wasn't, they wouldn't have been signalling in the first place, and we wouldn't be here now, would we?
Well, that's a very astute observation, sir.
Thank you very much. Right, let's have a quick look at the nameplate. Oh, dear. That's very suspicious. All right, Fraser, ring the bell.
Aye, sir.
What was the name, sir?
Murphy. This could be a very nasty business, Wilson.
Yes, sir. Oh, I think someone's coming, sir.
Ja, bitte.
Oh, Are you Mr. Murphy?
What is it that you want?
One of my men saw a light flashing on and off at your flat.
Don't be so damned ridiculous. Well, who are you?
I'm Captain Mannering, Home Guard. And what's more to the point, who are you?
My name is Murphy. Sigmund Murphy.
You're not English, are you?
What are you talking about? I have lived here for 25 years.
Hey, you didn't sound like an Englishman.
For that matter, my friend, neither do you.
Where were you born, Mr. Murphy?
I was born in Salzburg.
That's Germany, isn't it, Captain Mannering?
No, it is not. It is Austria. But I am naturalized Englishman.
Then why do you call yourself Murphy?
With a war on, would you like to be called von Schickenhausen?
Anyway, the point is, one of my men saw you flashing light as if making a signal.
Oh, flashing a light, was he? Well, he was doing it last night, no.
Good evening, madam. You live on the ground floor, do you? Below, Mr. Murphy.
Yes, that's right. Name's Keane. Mrs. Keane.
Take no notice of her. She tells wicked lies.
Oh, no, I don't. I'll tell you, he was signaling last night, no, just before the bomb dropped.
Are you mad? Do you think I signal so he drop a bomb on me? Ah, you are just an interfering old car.
Oh!
What about all those sailors that are visiting your flat, huh?
Oh, I'll have you for libel.
And the entire Canadian Air Force.
Would you mind?
Captain Mannering, don't you think we ought to go inside before the whole street knows what's going on?
Yes, I think it's a very good idea, Wilson. Right, Mr. Murphy. If you don't mind, we'll discuss this inside.
Very well, if you insist.
That's better. Close the door, Fraser.
Aye.
Now, Mr. Murphy, what have you to say about the signalling?
I tell you, I was not doing the signalling.
You're a German, or need not.
I'm as British as you are.
Oh, don't start that all over again.
He's a German, I know damn well he's a German.
Yes, that's your dog got into my room again. He's got this scruffy little Dachshund, you know.
Mr. Mannering, a Dachshund is a German dog.
Thank you, Godfrey, I'm well aware of that.
He's not scruffy. Fritz! Come out of there, Fritz!
Oh, that's even got a German name!
Damn foreigners. 25 years he's been plotting this. He ought to be interned.
Why don't you mind your own business and go back to your room, you old bag?
Oh! Don't you tell me what to do. He's a spy, I know.
Is this true, Murphy?
He was signalling last night, whatever he says. He's a Nazi.
I am not a Nazi. I am British.
There's always a strong foreign smell coming from your kitchen. And you walk out the pictures while they're still playing God Save the King.
Does he indeed? Well, Mr. Murphy, the evidence looks pretty strong against you. I'm going to take you into custody so that the police can investigate.
Do you think that's wise, sir?
I'm mad!
Excuse me, Mr. Mannering. Before we go, I wonder if Mr. Murphy is somewhere where I could wash my hands.
Certainly not!
My God, I think he is a German.
I didn't expect to find anyone else here.
That's perfectly all right, madam. Natural mistake. Come in and sit down. My name's Square. What can I do for you?
I'm Mrs. Pike, Frank's mother.
Oh, yes, of course.
Frank forgot his balaclava. Do you know where he is?
Yes, he's fire spotting on the church tower.
Oh, we'll catch his death. I shall have a few words with Captain Mannering about this.
Well, he shall be back very soon. They've gone down to Mortimer Street to pick up a spy.
Oh. That's nice. Well, I'll just take this balaclava up to Frank.
Wait a minute, madam. You can't go up there without a steel helmet. You better take mine.
Oh, thank you. You're a gentleman.
Corporal! Oh, good evening, Mrs. Pike.
Evening.
Well, what is it you want, Lance Corporal Jones?
Well, Corporal, you see, it's like...
Corporal Colonel! You really must get to know my rank. Corporal Colonel Square. Corporal Colonel Square. Corporal Colonel Square. Corporal Colonel Square. Square. Corporal Colonel Square. Corporal Square. Corporal Colonel Square. Now you got that. You got it.
Yes, I think so. Corporal Colonel Square. Corporal Colonel Square.
Shut up!
Yes.
You're quite fit, man.
Well, I'm not bad. How are you getting on?
What do you want?
Well... I don't know, really. I did know before I came in.
Perhaps I'd better go out and come in again, and then I'll remember what I wanted to when I come in before.
Well.
Ah, that's what I wanted to come in about. It's getting very hot and uncomfortable on top of that tower, and lumps of shrapnel coming down all over the place.
Well, so what?
Well, you know what they say, good people are scarce.
Shouldn't let that worry you. Now get back to your post.
Well, it's all very well for you, but if one of them bits hits me, it might kill me, and that could be very nasty.
Well, that's what soldiers are for. Now get back up to the tower and be so good as to escort this lady to her son.
All right. This way, Mrs. Pike.
Thank you.
Just because you've got two stripes and I've only got one, he thinks you can...
Sounds pretty rough out there.
All right, Fraser. Bring him into my office.
Aye, sir.
Mainwaring, is this your prisoner?
Yes, that's right.
You will be the laughing stock. That's what you'll be. Ha-ha! The laughing stock.
Sounds like a blasted hun.
I tell you, I am British citizen.
I've told command they're advising the civil power.
Advising the who?
The police, man, the police.
Oh, I see.
The point is, what do we do with him in the meantime?
In the desert, we used to bury them up to their necks in the sand and let the ants get at them.
That hardly meets the exigencies of the present emergency, Square. Besides, we don't have to be in the desert.
Well, we could always take him down to the beach, sir.
Don't do it. Anyway, it's high tide.
We'll work something out, Mainwaring. You have to stand your own feet sooner or later. I've had a phone call from GHQ whilst you were away. They've ordered me to report back.
Have they? Then we'll try to manage without you.
I wish I'd had you in the desert, Mainwaring. I might have made a soldier out of you. No. On second thoughts, I don't think even I could have done that.
Damned arrogance. I'm going to see the general about him.
Excuse me, Captain Mannin.
What is it, Godfrey?
You won't be needing me for a minute or two, will you, sir? I mean, I have got time to work.
Captain Mannin, there's incendiaries coming down all over the town, sir. Blimey, that one was close.
Hey, Captain Mannin, there's an incendiary bomb in the hall, sir. It has come down through the roof.
Ooh, I can see it. It's all lit up.
Come away from that door, Jones. I'm going in there to have a look.
By Jove, you're right. We'll have to deal with this quickly. Keep back, everybody. Stay in there.
Aye, sir.
That phosphorus is highly dangerous when it explodes. Fraser?
Aye, sir.
You go and have a look round outside, see if there are any more. We'll take the one in the hall.
Aye, sir.
Godfrey, you get the pump. Godfrey, where are you going?
Well, I was just on my way to...
No, there's no time for that now. Go and get the stirrup pump.
Oh, dear.
Wilson, you guard the spy.
Right, sir.
I am not the spy!
Don't panic. There's a bomb in the hole. Don't panic.
Go. Stop looking about like that. Get some water in that bucket.
Yes, sir. I wasn't panicking, sir.
We need lots of running water.
Oh, dear.
Oh, do be quiet, Godfrey. Give the pump to Sergeant Wilson. Right. Now go and get the hose and feed it out to me.
Yes, it's the jet for the fire, sir, and the spray for the bomb.
I know that, Wilson.
All clear of incendiaries in the vicinity, sir.
Thank you, Fraser. Where's Jones with that water? The static tank is only just outside.
He's coming now, sir.
But good, right. Now, here I go. Half close the door behind me in case it explodes.
Right.
More hose, Godfrey.
Yes.
I've got some water, sir. Where's he gone?
Captain Manning's in the hall with a bomb.
Jones, just pour that water into this bucket and go and get some more.
Right, Mr. Wilson.
Fraser, you take over the pump. I must guard the prisoner.
If it gets right. Too much for you, just let me know.
All right. What's happening in there? Where's the water?
It's here now.
Well, start pumping.
Right.
Oh, this is hard work.
There isn't much more.
Well, give me what you can, man.
Oh, here's some more water.
Jolly good. Perhaps you'd like to pour it into the bucket.
Yeah, boy.
I wish he wouldn't pour it like that. It's very rude.
Losing pressure. Keep pumping.
I'm pumping as hard as I can.
Pump harder.
I see. The hose has come off the pump.
What's the matter? What's happened to the water?
The hose has come away from the pump.
Heavens above, what are you two playing at? Right, I'm coming back. Now, hurry up and fix it, Godfrey.
I'm trying, sir. You see, this little screw on the clip, is that one got a screwdriver?
I hit a nail file. Is it any good?
You keep out of this. This is our bomb.
It's all right, sir. I'll fix it.
Good work, Fraser.
Thanks, sir.
Right. Now, start pumping as soon as I give the word. Look out, Godfrey. Let me get past.
Captain Mannering!
Out of my way, woman. We're going to deal with an incendiary bomb in the hall.
It's out! I put it out!
Now, stand well back. Well back. What did you say?
It's out.
How? What happened?
I put a sandbag on it.
What an awfully good idea, sir.
Yes, well, that would be my next move, of course.
Yes, of course. It's just a question of getting round to it, isn't it, really?
Ah, Mrs. Pike, explain to these people who I am.
Oh, hello, Mr. Murphy. What are you doing here?
Kindly don't talk to the prisoner, Mrs. Pike.
Prisoner?
That's right. He's been signalling to the enemy. He's a spy.
And what's more, he's on their side.
This man isn't a German. He's a British subject.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. He used to be married to my Auntie Ethel's cousin.
Why didn't you say so in the first place?
Well, how was I to know you knew her Auntie Ethel's cousin?
No, never mind that rubbish. Perfectly understandable case of mistaken identity.
Hey, that's another. A stick of fire boom, sir. They have fallen right across the street, sir.
Oh, right, out you go, men. Grab the pump, Fraser. Wilson and Godfrey. Godfrey?
I think he had to go, sir.
Go? Where? Oh, I see what you mean.
It must be the excitement, sir.
Yes, quite. Right, follow me, man. Jones, bring the water. Fraser, you've got the pump. Come on, Wilson. Get some sandbags. Come on, fast as you can.
Come on, boys, run.
Oh, why do they make such a lot of fuss? All you got to do is use your common sense.
You'll know, Mrs. Pike, we British are a wonderful people. We are brave, we have the great sense of humor, but I just don't see how we are going to win the war.
That episode of Dad's Army from the original television series by Jimmy Perry and David Croft, you heard Arthur Lowe as Captain Mannering, John Le Mesurier, Sergeant Wilson, Clive Dunn, Corporal Jones, John Lorry, Private Fraser, Arnold Ridley, Private Godfrey, Pearl Hackney, Mrs. Pike, Geoffrey Lumsden, Colonel Square, Avril Angers, Mrs. Keane, and David Goodison as Murphy. Under Fire was adapted for radio by Harold Snowd and Michael Knowles and produced by John Dias.